Chapter 2, 1. Translator. Zia, editor. Zia, how did the stone crack? Bai Chushu grumbled as she laid in bed until the sun was high. When she got up, she noticed the small stone split in two parts on the bedside table. Still lying under the covers, Sen Jing's eyes blinked, and she heard the system telling her, before meeting the host, the system was hidden inside this stone. Last night, when it was bound to the host, the energy overflowed and cracked the stone. The system consumes 1 point of favorability every 10 days. If the host does not improve the favorability, the system will trigger a self-explosion program when the favorability drops below zero. The self-explosion will turn the host into ashes, leaving no trace, worse than this stone. Sen Jing understood, she has only 10 days left to live, starting from now. If she's unlucky enough to encounter her target during these 10 days, she will literally explode on the spot upon seeing those old acquaintances. Sen Jing calmly accepted this fact, pulling the covers over her head and continuing to sleep. The system had been monitoring Sen Jing and noticed that she didn't show any emotions of fear from start to finish. This troubled the system greatly. It asked Sen Jing, "Why aren't you afraid, host?" If the host could tell the reason, the system could provide the appropriate remedy. However, Sen Jing was already asleep and didn't hear the question or give it an answer. Bai Chushu had long been used to Sen Jing's love for sleeping. After all, there was no custom in their family of greeting elders in the morning and evening, so she didn't bother waking Sen Jing up. She hurried back to the main room to wash up and change clothes, and then she went to have breakfast with her mother. After finishing the meal, she headed to the garden to search for beautiful stones. This way, when Sen Jing woke up and found a stone cracked, Bai Chushu could replace it with a new beautiful stone she found. Undisturbed, Sen Jing slept until noon. Bai Chushu came to wake her up and also had lunch with her. After the meal, Bai Chushu didn't take a nap. Instead, she started fussing over her and Sen Jing's outfits, preparing for the afternoon outing. Their maids were also there, offering suggestions and ideas. The debate over whether to use golden hairpins or twisted flower hairpins alone took nearly the time it would take to drink a cup of tea. Sen Jing allowed them to make decisions for her. Just as they finished getting everything ready, they heard a maid from outside saying that the eldest young master had already arranged a carriage and asked them to get ready and wait at the main entrance. Excitedly, Bai Chushu immediately grabbed Sen Jing's hand and led her out of the courtyard to find her elder brother. Bai Chushu's elder brother was named Bai Chunyi, currently 20 years old, and he had achieved the title of a Jinshi, a successful candidate in the highest imperial examinations. Compared to their father, who was busy with official duties all day, Bai Chunyi, as the eldest young master of the Bai family, seemed more like a caring father to the two young girls at home. As soon as he saw Bai Chushu running towards him with Sen Jing, he immediately said, "Slow down, don't trip." Bai Chushu knew her elder brother's concern was not for her, as she had been playing and jumping around the garden all morning without feeling tired. It was for Sen Jing, who had become very weak since suffering from a serious illness 5 years ago. So, Bai Chushu obediently slowed down her pace and complained, "Big brother, you are too cautious. Ah Jing is not made of paper." Bai Chunyi didn't bother to explain and raised his hand to playfully tap Bai Chushu's head. Afraid of messing up her hair, Bai Chushu covered her head and hid behind Sen Jing. Bai Chunyi's gaze then fell on Sen Jing, who was wearing the same dress as Bai Chushu, with a matching jade ring and a moon white sachet as an accessory around her waist. Her hair was also styled in double braids, just like Bai Chushu, with a few simple golden hairpins adorning her hairline. Normally, Sen Jing, being young and beautiful, should have looked lively and spirited with such an outfit. However, she always carries a drooping gaze and a somewhat lifeless appearance. Despite her good looks, there was also an unexpected sense of calmness. An aloofness that didn't seem to match her youthful age. Unaware that hidden inside this young girl's body was a soul that had lived for nearly 50 years combined, Bai Chunyi assumed that Sen Jing had become like this because she lost her parents at a young age and suffered from frequent illnesses. He couldn't help but feel pity and softened his tone as he spoke, "Let's get on the carriage. If you feel tired on the way, remember to tell me. Capital is so big, it can't be explored in just 1 or 2 days. Don't worry about affecting Chushu's mood." Sen Jing nodded, "I understand. Thank you, cousin, for your concern." Sen Jing and Bai Chushu took the carriage, while Bai Chunyi rode his horse. They were accompanied by the coachman, two maids, and two attendants. With a total of 8 people, it might sound like a lot, but in the wealthy and influential capital, such a lineup was not eye-catching. Bai Chunyi was worried that the bustling East and West markets would be too crowded, so he took the two young girls to Shui Lane and Jinchan Lane. Although these two lanes were not as large as the East and West markets, they were still lively, with many shops lining the streets, including the renowned Yudi Tower of Capital. Bai Chushu knew that prices in the capital were expensive, so she didn't dare to ask her big brother for anything along the way. She just looked around, treating it as an outing to broaden her horizons. However, Bai Chunyi was attentive and noticed that her gaze lingered several times on a pale green camellia-patterned velvet hairpin in a jewelry shop. Knowing she liked it, he bought it for her as a gift. After buying the hairpin, Bai Chunyi asked if Sen Jing wanted anything. Sen Jing shook her head, but Bai Chunyi insisted. Eventually, when they passed by a ready-made clothing shop, Sen Jing bought a beautiful silk shawl.